Yesterday, the news came down that a couple of Calgary Stampeders quarterbacks had signed contract extensions. We heard from Bo Levi Mitchell, who joined us on the morning show this morning, and Drew Tate would be the other who joined us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take hotline right now. Drew, thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
Man, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. An easy decision for you to sign the contract extension?
Yeah, man, that's a no-brainer.
Why such a no-brainer? And I ask that because I'm curious, why such a fit for you personally, professionally, with the Calgary Stampeders in your entire tenure?
Well, I really do enjoy everything there is about Calgary, except when it gets minus 40. But but seriously, though, the city and the club and the locker room and then the coaches, like I said, it's a no-brainer. And back in 2009, this was the only team that gave me a shot, and I just want to I want to earn it, and I want to earn it as a Stampeder, as a member of the White Horse, and just hope for the opportunity.
That loyalty, is that important to you?
Oh yeah, that's you know, nowadays loyalty doesn't really mean much, I don't think, to a lot of people, and you know, I'm a coach's son, and he was an old school guy. And so that was just kind of principle that I was brought up on, and that's definitely up there with the decision-making, absolutely.
Drew Tate's with us. Take us back to 2009, when the Stampeders were the only team giving you a shot coming out of college. I guess take us through how you joined the Red and White.
Well, my first after college, I went to Saskatchewan, and I was in Saskatchewan in 2007, 2008. My first year, we won a Grey Cup there, and they released me after the 08 year, and my phone never rang up until about, you know, I even had a tryout with Calgary and in April, and they still didn't want me. And the day before training camp started in 2009, they had a quarterback, Will Proctor. He just retired, just unexpectedly. They called me up, and they needed another guy to throw balls, I guess, so to keep Henry's arm and Barrick Neely's arm fresh. And just, you know, you just, it's one of those things where you're at the right place at the right time, and it's just it was probably one of the best days of my life, and I'm still with them, you know, 6 years, 7 years later or whatnot, so it's just awesome.
How did you approach it at that time, coming in as a number three guy? What was kind of your mindset going back to then?
Let me see. Really, it was just do everything I could to make the team. It was pretty much my last shot of still playing football, and I remember the first preseason game we had there at McMahon. We were playing BC, and I got in, I think, in the third quarter, and man, we threw a couple balls. We moved the chains, got in the end zone a couple times, and man, it's just really, ever since then, it's been kind of like a sign, like, oh man, now finally things are kind of going my way. The last 3 years prior to, I didn't really have much going my way, and so that really helped. And man, I was able to get in with Huff and Dickey, and those are, you know, and I just really followed them, watched Hank, you know, learned from Hank as well, and you know, those were just important pieces of the puzzle, I think, for me to jump in.
I remember when the move was made that season to install you as the number one guy. It kind of felt like a long time coming for you. Did you see that in the offing? Did you kind of visualize a time where maybe that would happen with this organization?
Well, not really, to be honest with you, because Henry Burris, you know, he was the man. In Calgary, I was coming in the year that they had just come off a Grey Cup win, you know, so that was, I mean, that was Hank's town, Hank's team, all that stuff. And I really didn't see it. I just felt that if I just kept getting an opportunity, I wanted to take advantage of it. And a couple of years later, when my opportunity, I got more plays and I got more confidence, then it kind of grew into like that position, like you said, to be the starter. And once I got on the field and just got confidence in my game, confidence in running our system, and it just it went off from there.
Calgary Stampeders quarterback Drew Tate's with us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take hotline. Signed a new contract extension with the team yesterday. How do you put into words last season with the Calgary Stampeders, Drew?
You know, it was up and down. personally, and then, you know, I felt that as a unit, as a team, you know, we were always competing at the top. I mean, we have such good players in that locker room, and good people, more importantly, and I think that that carries over to the field. And you know, there's a lot of things, you know, in life, you know, not everything is going to go the way you want it to go, but you can't dwell on that and just look at yourself. You know, I'm a part of the Calgary Stampeders. You know, that's the name of the building, and that's most important. And so everything in my control, I got to do to help that name. And regardless of what it is, if it's playing, if it's watching, if it's just helping in the study room or at practice, you know, whatever that role is, you know, just find a way to improve yourself and the team.
How much, because you've always seemed to me like a pretty enlightened guy, how much do you think about or dwell on the past? Or are you a guy that's pretty, you're able to pretty easily put things behind you and move forward?
Well, you know, as an athlete, you're trained to do that. You know, you don't really, it's hard. I can't tell you too many people, you know, I mean, too many professional athletes in any sport that, you know, or kind of lingering on the past or looking at the past, because there's so much more opportunity ahead of you that if you worry about what's behind you, you're going to get past, you know. And you always have to just look forward, keep going, good or bad. You know, it doesn't matter if I throw 5 picks in a game or 5 touchdowns in a game. There's another game, so you just got to move on and keep going.
Is that something that's evolved through your career as a pro, as a starting quarterback at college? Is that something that you had to learn as you moved along, or is it something that's always kind of been a part of your personality?
Well, I've gotten better as I've gotten older, obviously. But, man, I'll tell you this. Growing up, okay, like I played in high school football in Texas, and I was a starter as a freshman on the varsity at 14 years old. So you got to think about that now. That's a different mindset that anyone at that age playing that game and living that kind of life. So, you know, that's just kind of been a repertoire that, you know, I've been fortunate to be a part of that and have that in me to see the light at the end of the tunnel always.
Geez, playing varsity at 14, that's gotta harden you pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, only the strong survive, and that's just kind of mentality that I've always had.
With Drew Tate of the Calgary Stampeders joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Tank Hotline. Now that Kevin has departed and he's joined the new Ottawa organization, how do you look back at what you learned from Kevin Glenn and kind of being with a guy who has seen so much in this league?
Yeah, Kevin was awesome, man. Like I said, I thought it was a blessing when we got him at the beginning 2 years ago. Just from watching him in the league, I always thought he was more of the most underrated quarterbacks in the league. You know, I always thought he was really good, but people always talked about these other quarterbacks. And finally, he got on a team that was pretty dang good, and look what he did in the 2 years with the Stampeders. I mean, it's insane what he did, just walking in and producing like he did and now just exiting like that. It's a crazy story, but, man, that's the business. But I've taken more from Kevin off the field than I have on the field, and I don't mean that in a negative way or an arrogant way or anything like that. I've learned a lot from him on the field, but most importantly of just, you know, like how he holds himself, how he talks to the media, how he is in the locker room. You know, he's a player rep for our PA, and he was one of the best at it. And him playing, the poise that he has as a quarterback is uncanny. It's, you know, I wish I had poise like that, but that's what makes him Kevin. And, you know, I've got my own strengths, and I've got to, you know, really work on those. But, you know, I extremely have a lot of respect for him as a player, as a man. And, you know, it's too bad that he's gone.
Being that Bo's a Texas guy as well, and here you are, you've been in similar spots to him in your career before. How much have you tried to kind of help him out and guide him as he progresses as a quarterback?
As much as I can, as much as he asks. You know, we all want the same thing. Like I said, you know, the name on the building is Calgary Stampeders, and, you know, that was there before any of us walked in, and it's going to be there when we all walk out. And that's really what we're trying to do, is just help each other. You know, the quarterback position, only one guy can play. So, that's just the way it is. But that, you know, there's more to it than that. There's so much help that goes on in the film room and on the sideline and in practice with each other. And, you know, Dave Dickinson, you know, he's the man in charge of us QBs. And, he sets the bar high, and he does a good job with us. Does a great job.
Drew Tate's with us. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. As Drew Tate joins us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline, that's where I wanted to go with you next. And you know, Dave Dickinson, he said it to us when he joined us a number of weeks ago. He's like, he had offers, he had bites to be a head coach in this league, but decided to stay as the offensive coordinator with the Stampeders and also get that kind of bump up to being the assistant coach. For you, knowing how integral he is to your job, how relieved were you to see Dave staying put?
Oh, man, I was ecstatic. You know, like I said, when there's a guy who's coaching you and teaching you that's been in your shoes before, you just have to have a lot of respect for that and really pay attention to what he's been, because he's been through what you've done. With the even with the success as a player and with the injuries as a player, you know, the ups and downs, he's there, and you can relate to him, and he can relate to you in every way possible at your job. And having somebody like that, you know, it makes your job easier, you know, because if you ever have a question about anything, man, just ask your coach. He's been there. He's done it.
Drew, it sure does look like competition at camp in 2014 will be as wide open as it's been in a long time for the Stampeders. How do you approach camp in a few months here in Calgary?
I just approach it to come in, take advantage of every rep that I get. The last 2 years, I haven't thrown the ball very much because of injuries. You know, I've missed a lot of practice. So I really just want to seize every rep that I get and, like I said, just take advantage of it, because the older I get, it seems like my reps are getting less and less, so I just really want to take advantage of them, because that's the only way I'm going to get better is by doing it. I'm a trial-by-error learner. And the more reps I get, the better I'm going to get. And, that's just the way it is. I, as athletes, we're all creatures of habit, and I think we all fit underneath that category.
What's a typical Drew Tate offseason like?
Man, it's pretty cool. Like right now, I'm moving, so I'm packing some stuff. I'm moving down to Houston. I'm going to be down there till March. And, just bought a condo in Alabama, so I got to go and take a bunch of stuff out there too. And in between all that, I got to be training and eating right and all that stuff. Then I'll be up in Calgary by mid to end March. I'll be moved up there and get ready for camp.
Yeah, it's not that far away. Like, we're closing right in on it. And congratulations on the extension, Drew. And it was good to see both you and Bo sign yesterday. And thanks so much for taking some time out with us this afternoon. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.